Brett Blakely has served in different capacities under a succession of presidential administrations, has guided government policy on urban planning, and is a widely cited academic. My name is Sean Britton, and each week Ed and I have a chat about what's the latest news out of the United States, talking everything politics, planning, and policy from sea to shining sea. Find us on iTunes, Wooshka, Facebook, and Twitter at US of Ed. Ed, another week, another furor from the Trump White House. This week, over claims in a meeting regarding immigration, Trump was heard to say, "Why are we having all these people from shithole countries come here?" Now, that was in regards to immigrants from the likes of Haiti, El Salvador, and parts of Africa. Ed, this has played out pretty predictably, wouldn't you say? Like the book we were talking about last week, is there really anything in it to actually surprise us?
No, and I think Republicans trying to say he didn't say it doesn't help, because he's the kind of person who would say it. So the denials are very weak and shallow. But more importantly, this puts America on the wrong side of justice, a place where the United States hasn't been for a couple of hundred years. We are now seeing the unraveling of the American epoch, where the United States won by force of ideals and replaced by this kind of repugnant, awful, racist leadership that has corroded the American politic. It's not just Trump, unfortunately.
As you say, Trump is the type of person to say this. His base doesn't care. In fact, they lap comments like this one up. The media gets worked up, but it'll disappear when the next controversy comes along. Trump has certainly proved he's not going to change his spots, but what about the Republican Party, as you were mentioning there? Do we see any hope of Republicans saying this far and no further?
No, not until they implode. I think the Republicans who are getting the message are leaving Congress, are taking a low profile, or like Lindsey Graham, they're saying, "I'm going my own way. I'm not going a Republican way." So I think Trump, if he doesn't start a war someplace, will start the disillusionment of the Republican Party. And there's no place for them to go, because there are no enlightened issues that they stand for.
And it is quite significant coming into 2018, of course, because we are looking at midterm election year.
Yeah, and we might see some Republicans running against Trump. If I were a Republican in the Midwest, I'd say I'm a Republican. I have some of the same ideas about America First, but I'm not going to run with this man who's a sexist, a racist, and a person who is unable to tell the truth. But I'm running for these ideas, and I'll vote with my Democratic colleagues or anyone else for the furtherance of this agenda. So I think we're going to find some defections as well as some absolute losses.
I guess when I hear something like that, it intrigues me. Does that mean we're going to see the Republican Party redeemed or torn in two?
I think we're going to see it torn in shreds. It won't be two pieces, but three or four pieces. Because remember, the Republicans have other right-wing groups within their body. And some of those groups will go one way, some will go another way. The Southerners, for example, won't get on board with a lot of the Midwesterners, because the Southerners are getting automobile plants and stuff like that. So they're not on board with this. And they do need a lot of the welfare program. So I think we're going to see kind of a falling into two or three places. Let's hope the Democrats can get their act together and they're all in one place.
Now, one story I feel like actually hasn't got enough press this week is the Hawaiian false missile alert that had residents of the U.S. state of Hawaii believing for a full 38 minutes they were facing possible nuclear annihilation. Ed, it's not exactly your field, but you have worked around actual disaster areas in the past, seen how people can react. How extraordinary do you feel was this error?
Well, the interesting thing about it is no one was hurt. The Hawaiians might have been panicked, but they did things that made sense, that they sought shelter. This was a very good practice. And I think what we're going to get from this is every state that is close to the Pacific, at least, doing drills now and teaching people where shelters are and their subway systems and things like this. So I don't look at this as a downer. I think this is a very good thing, a practice drill that seemed real.
Excellent work for the Hawaiians.
Yeah. I don't think they're going to get a promotion, though.
Now, one we touch on just about every week, the Russia investigation. Former Trump campaign manager Steve Bannon, he's been subpoenaed by Robert Mueller but has refused to answer questions about his time as a Trump advisor to the House Intelligence Committee and is trying to negotiate a private sit-down with Mueller instead. What's going on?
Well, Mueller has read the book. And Mueller wants to put this guy in a position where he has to tell the truth. He wants to avoid that with a private sit-down, but Mueller is an FBI agent. If he lies to Mueller, even a private sit-down, he's got to pay. But he can be a lot more obtuse with Mueller, and he will be. So I think Mueller's going to get him before the grand jury. God only knows what's going to come out, but it will not be good for Trump.
And just finally, Ed, circling back to immigration, that meeting we mentioned before was in regards to the DACA program, the Dreamers, which Democrats have been very protective over. The inability to come to an agreement on this means the specter of a government shutdown is still looming. Any more news?
Well, the Republicans are now trying to move the goalpost by moving into a February shutdown so some of the heat can come out of all this. And they can put that bill back on the table and look like they've achieved something. The Democrats are very suspicious of this, and they may shut down the government, at least for a few days, so the onus falls on the Republicans. And I would urge them to do that. Shut it down, because they're on the right side of the angels now, and there's no reason for them to look like they're caving to the Republican Party or to Donald Trump, who's proven himself to be a racist, et cetera. So the Republicans need some time to get it together. I think the shutdown will be actually tonic for the American public. It will let people know who's who, and the Democrats won't take a big fall for this because Trump set it off with what he did in the Oval Office.
And still looking to build Trump's wall.
That's right. Part of the bill, though, has some of the wall in it, $1 billion worth, and people are willing to give that up to get the Dreamers in. So his wall may still be making progress. We'll see. The most important thing is the Dreamers get in, and now the Haitians will get in and the El Salvadorians because they were hanging on a limp string before. But now what Trump's done, they are now out in the public, and people are going to be fighting for them, too.
Ed and I'll be back next week to talk the latest on American news and politics. Subscribe on iTunes and Wooshka to stay up to date, and show us some love on Facebook and Twitter at US of Ed.